بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب. الله سبحانه وتعالى says: Whoever honors and shows respects to the signs, the special tenets of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala has given us this great honor, that Allah Ta'ala has given us distinction, a total, separate, beautiful way of life, an honorable life compared to those people who don't believe in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And those who respect and honor this great honor that Allah has given us, Allah Ta'ala says this is the sign that you have got taqwa. And taqwa is the essence and the root of Iman. The rule of Iman, the real connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the taqwa which Allah ta'ala has sent us in this world to build. And just by respecting these great tenets of Islam, this will build our Iman, it will build our taqwa, our connection with Allah. And one very important sign of Iman in Islam, as we were explaining, is the Adhan. The Adhan is a very, very great honorable sign of Islam. And to respect the Adhan, Allah Akbar, there is so much importance and great benefit that our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtasab Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that from the many prescriptions of passing away with Iman, which all of us should be worried that I must pass away with Iman, that is the most important thing. That is my passport to Jannah. One easy way to pass away with Iman is to honor and respect the Adhan. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained that when the Adhan is given and a person keeps quiet, he pays attention, he listens to the Adhan and he replies whatever the Muazzin says after the Muazzin says. That's why the Muazzin has to pause after every statement that he makes, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, so that people can listen and reply after that. And very important also, we should understand, we should practice our deen according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not according to our desire and our understanding. For example, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught, reply to the Adhan according to the words of Adhan. So for example, when the Muazzin says, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, at that time we should only say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Many people in our jazbat, that in our eagerness, we say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is not the time to read durood. At that time you should only answer, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And when Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala Falah is said, that time we should say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. And then after the Adhan, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Summa sallu ala al-Nabi. Now recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the Adhan is given, now recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then recite the dua of wasila, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma was salati al-qa'imah. آتِ سَيْدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَسِيلًا وَالْفَضِيلًا وَبْعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And here another important point is that when sometimes when we were small in madrasa days, we learned these extra words, وَالدَّرَجَةِ الرَّفِيعًا. This is not part of the hadith. This is not part of this dua. So we shouldn't add this. آتِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَسِيلًا وَالْفَضِيلًا وَبْعَثُ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا الَّذِي وَعَدَّ. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِعَادِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever reads this, answers the dua in this way, and then reads durood upon me, then reads this dua, then حَلَّتْ لَوْ شَفَاعَتِ. Hey, wajabat لَوْ. That now my intercession on the day of Qiyamah becomes necessary for him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will only intercede for the believers. Which means that definitely just by honoring the Adhan and just by reading this dua, we will die with Iman. So what a great gift it is. But we see how many times myself I should ponder and think, do I reply to the Adhan?
Do I read the dua after azan? And then duas, other duas are also accepted after azan. And after azan, we don't have to raise our hands and make dua, because this is the sunnah dua. But in our hearts, or even without raising our hands, we can make lot of other duas.